Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Enjoy a cup of coffee and catch up on your favorite program. Download our podcasts on radiopulpit.co.za.
It's Musa Yende featuring Brandon Praise. Amandla Masha, renewed strength is what it basically means. And I think I'm all smiles right now, Aaron and Dr. J, because what DK was doing controls for us says to me, says he's going to pause the song. This is one of my favorite songs. Heart to Heart Family will tell you. I mean, and this song, I know it's not even supposed to be there, but hey, I play it. Umphathi is around, but I'm saying that. Aaron.
Yes.
It's lovely to have you, I must say.
Thank you so much.
Vision sounds full of miracles, actually. Because now it's sounding different.
Is it?
It is sounding different. Oh. It's not regular Heart to Heart. As much as you can hear my voice and Dr. Julius.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
Dr. J.
You get to meet Dr. J finally. Now, yeah. Dr. J, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Loco. And again, thank you, Aaron. So happy having you on the show as well.
Part of the furniture. Yeah,
is that? I love it. I'm like, yeah, no, I am actually the guest being at the show.
I think
we've done one together.
Yeah. I just want to remind you, we are, of course, having Visiathon Thursday. Yep, because it is Visiathon week. Live from Randburg this afternoon. And, of course, it is Energy Express. That's where we are. They said it's 6... the name of the street again, number 6, I'll get
62
it.
Robbie 62 Street.
I almost said Rabbi. 62 Robbie Street. That's where we are in Randburg. And we really just coming together as a community. And I'm saying as a community, as a Christian community,
yeah.
And everybody else that can hear our voices right now to say, Radio Pulpit needs you as a family to join hands and to give into the vision that it is. I'll never stop stressing the importance of us having found Radio Pulpit in one piece to make sure that we leave it for our Aaron. This is the younger generation.
For the next errands.
For our children. Exactly. Errands. For our children and for our children's children. I mean, 40 years ago, I wasn't even here when it started.
Uh-huh.
I can't say the same for Dr. J, but I wasn't here when it started, Dr. J, and it's important that as I found it, I give it to the next generation. Yeah. And the only way to do that is to make sure that we improve it with time.
Yeah.
And the only way to do that is if we keep on giving to the vision that Radio Pulpit is.
Yeah.
And it's very simple to do that,
and
Aaron.
I think it's so beautiful because we all know that stewarding is also so important, especially when it comes to our faith, because, you know, when the Lord gave Adam and Eve the earth, he didn't say, okay, guys, and go. He was like, steward it, multiply it, you know, put in the work. And yeah, I'm also just so grateful to be part of Visiathon and, you know, being part of the vision.
Yeah. All you got to do is send us an SMS to 37871, alternatively an SMS to a WhatsApp, rather, to 082657279. Dr. J, I feel like Aaron just took away your message.
Wait, really?
I think she's in the spirit. I always say it. But I think it's quite exciting what we're doing today. In fact, Randburg looks beautiful.
Yeah.
If you hear, the weather is quite good, it's quite comely, and inviting you to join us, you know, on air, and maybe just turn around. But what Aaron said was quite strategic in the very sense that God wants us to be good stewards of the resources that He's given us. The reality is that we definitely have resources.
Yeah.
But the most important is the management of these resources.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do today is to get you into perspective, to realize that whatever God has given you is meant for kingdom purpose.
Come on.
It's meant for kingdom purpose, because what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeit his soul? Because Radio Pulpit is all about soul transformation.
Yeah.
Amen. The very focus and the very pivotal message that we've been communicating over 40 years has been the transformation of lives through the person of Jesus Christ. And so this platform today is afforded for us to be able to invite you, to challenge you, to realize that you could get an alternative in terms of spending.
Come on.
That alternative is for you to plug into Kingdom Agenda that we're presenting to you now. And I think the message I have really, it's a unity and a mobilization of the body of Christ as a church. I serve in a number of non-profit organizations in the board of directors. And one of my missions and obligation is to work with churches from Campus Crusade for Christ to Twining Leadership Foundation. My very commitment is to see the body of Christ engage. And even my research work at Pretoria University still is getting the church, which I believe is a sleeping giant. The church in America already accounts to over $3 trillion in terms of budgets in a year. It's been disputed even that the church might be running a greater budget than some governments. But the question we're asking is, how do we translate these figures into concrete kingdom projects? And one of which is to see the church plug into a venture like this and get invested, because this is what transforms the lives of people.
True.
So we need a special purpose vehicle that is called Radio Pulpit.
Come on now.
To get you plugged in. And that's why we've come to appeal, because we need a synergy. We need the body of Christ to come back into the very core of mission. Yeah. And the core of mission is to invest into a missionary platform of this nature and this caliber, which has transformed and is still transforming a lot of lives. Because I wouldn't give you so many testimonies. There are many people who call, you know, after the show and just give testimony of how their lives have been transformed.
Through the vehicle.
Mm. So I think this is a unique opportunity, and I'm privileged, you know, inviting also my church, Hope Baptist Church. We are part of what is happening here. Definitely. And that's why I'm here today. And I will be calling on many other churches, many other pastors. I'm part of a broad fraternal in Victoria. I'm part of a fraternal that extends 40, 50, 100 pastors in Durban, 400 pastors. And extends
in Durban as well?
In Durban, we have about 400 pastors that we're networking with. And that network is plugged into about 2,000 pastors. And I think if we look at the magnitude and the size of this commitment and involvement, we shouldn't only verbally commit ourselves, but we should go a long way to also financially commit ourselves into what God is doing already around the season. So I'm excited, Aaron, to have you, and definitely always.
It's so interesting because I just thought about the verse, so I had to whip up good old Google. But I thought about the verse, Romans 10 verse 17, where it says, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. And it's so interesting because quite literally our means of ministry is audio. It's audio based. So it's also incredible to literally be part of this work of sharing the gospel audibly to people all over the world. You can join in on all of our online radio programs as well. Hartklang, Chikilele, you know, shameless plug, but let's go.
Dr. J, I do understand we don't have a lot of time today, but I think we wouldn't be doing justice to this conversation if the word is not shared.
Yeah, I think the word is already being shared. I think the word is already being shared, and that's the excitement. The excitement is that what I'm about sharing is from Psalm 133, which is one of the most popular quoted, you know, Psalms. You have Psalm 23, but you also have Psalm 133.
Okay.
Most pastors will use this psalm when there are troubles in church, disputes in church, division in church. They'll want to get into this psalm. But I think I'm using this psalm today to call onto the body of Christ in terms of unity and united force in helping what we're doing here at Radio Pulpit. Permit me read, because for every pericope, you have to zoom in.
Yeah,
some people are so conscious that you have to read scripture to make sense out of it. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that run down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. that when that went down to the skirts of his garment, three, as a dew of Hermon, and as a dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forever. I love that last part, for there God commanded his blessing. Okay, you always want a title. I have somebody at Radio Pulpit who is always looking forward to a title. So if you want to get a title to the message today, it's Unity Makes a Difference.
Sure, that's good.
Okay. Unity makes a difference. Unity makes a difference. Unity makes a difference because, look, there's an African adage that says one hand cannot tie a bundle.
Okay.
Okay.
True.
you definitely always need to have a synergy. You always need to have partners around. The illustration is given also in Luke chapter 5, where Peter has a huge catch of fish. And the Bible says his catch was so heavy that he had to beckon on other partners.
Okay.
That's Luke 5:5. He had to appeal, invite other partners. And the reality and the illustration of what we're getting here is that the harvest is plentiful, Aaron.
Come on.
The harvest is plentiful. You just mentioned that. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
Mm.
Permit me give the definition of laborers.
Okay.
Radio Pulpit is part of the laboring.
All right.
Because definitely we are calling on the God of the harvest to send laborers today, and our appeal, get it well. You know, I'm Baptist, so I'm very cautious when I talk about finances. Look, every resource that God has given you came from God.
Sure.
Come on.
It came from his hand.
Mm. If you don't have that in mind, you applied for a job, but let me tell you, it was quite competitive. There were lots of people also clamoring for that space. But God, in his grace and his mercy, his favor, identify you to be, I'm talking to the CEO of MTM now, identify you to be in that very position.
Yeah.
Like Esther, at that very point in time, God wanted you to be there. But there's a bigger purpose. God did not only create a space for you to be a director of a company, for you to be a minister in cabinet. I might be talking to one of the ministers following me now. I usually send out Bible verses. And I never knew that some of my Bible verses got to some ministers.
Wow.
till it got to me. So I might be talking to you now. And the reality is that there is no appointment, especially for a child of God, that is not heavenly orchestrated.
Come on.
Sure.
It's
not
heavenly.
It's not just some incident.
It's a God incident. It's not a coincidence. Mm. So God orchestrated that. It's God designed. And why does God place you in that very key strategic position so that you will... Don't get me wrong, you might get the good car. Please get it. you'd have time to spoil yourself. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, there is a bigger picture.
Sure.
And the bigger picture is that you might be plugged into kingdom agenda.
Amen.
That you might be plugged into kingdom agenda. And that's why I'm saying to be plugged into kingdom agenda is for you to leverage your resources into the hands of laborers.
Amen.
One of them is Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit.
One of them is Radio Pulpit to make sure that these resources trickle down into a space where people can receive the good news.
Amen.
You know, I just love the previous speaker. I said, I'm not ashamed of the good news because it's the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
Of all those who believe. So number one, I believe there is a great difference that takes place when the body of Christ comes together.
Amen.
When we work together. My geolocation around the church is based around Sunnyside. And Sunnyside is a very unique community.
Very.
Very unique community. We've been doing a couple of research around Sunnyside, and one of the high scholarly work identifies Sunnyside as one of the 10 most diversified communities in the world. One of the most diversified communities in the world. But one thing I'm alluding to Sunnyside is because we have about, I don't want to give a higher end, but we have about 100 churches
sure,
within that community. Stats SA 2011 gave a population size of about 35,000. We are estimating now to be more than 100,000.
Sure.
Permit me, I'm getting into a little bit of research now, painting a picture. So within that community, there is a building called Anchor Building. That building has about 24 churches in one building.
Yeah.
That's a uniqueness
sure.
of it. We have a building called Sunnyfair Building. It has about 10 churches in that building. So we're talking of registered and non-registered churches. Why am I painting this picture? I'm painting this picture because on one occasion, my U.S. team comes in and I challenge them to go down Sunnyside for us to do street cleaning of Sunnyside.
Mm.
But sometimes we just get, you know, within the four walls of the church. But I'm doing practical theology, so you have to get out there, roll your sleeves and get your hands dirty.
Being the hands and the feet of Christ.
Being the hands and the feet of Christ.
I thought you were going to say to go there and preach, to clean.
To clean.
You're cleaning the soul.
To clean. Oh, I love that. To clean the streets of Sunnyside. So we approached the municipality to be partners with us because they already have a team, you know, out always cleaning. But this time around, we approached them for the cleaning campaign, and they said, do you know what? No church has ever done this. No church has ever approached us. And they said, because you've approached us, we will give you every item you need. We'll give you a wash truck. We'll give you the rackets. We'll give you everything. We'll send guys with you. We'll give you gloves. But, you know, the surprising fact was that we sent out letters for churches to be involved in this campaign. And we didn't brand it denomination.
Sure.
We didn't put it Hope Baptist. It
had to be the body of Christ.
You always need someone to facilitate, but we needed the body of Christ to come in. I'll tell you why I'm giving this illustration. And from all the 50 churches that we approached, gave letters, you know, some pastors love to be approached in a very reverent, bishoric style. You don't just tell them, you must serve them with a letter and get them involved. So we did that. We respected their space, but we thought that they would be plugged into community.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, we didn't get them plugged in. When time came for them to show up, just about three churches showed up. Okay, the reason I'm communicating this is because some pastors are listening to me now.
Sure.
And the relevancy of your ministry is demonstrated when you're involved in your community.
Clock it.
And I want to tell you,
that's
Radio
good,
Pulpit is a community ministry.
Come on.
And it's not a church, it's a parachurch organization. The word parachurch just means comes alongside. It's like parachute, it's like paramedical. So we come alongside the church to make sure that the church's work gets effective out there. And I pray that you will not be bound by your denomination, but you will plug into this platform and make sure that the resources that God has placed into your hand, if ever you can't be there, there are other faithful stewards that could use those resources. Permit me today, I'm saying again, Radio Pulpit stands at the very crossroad of that very initiative. Get plugged in. Put in resources, prayerfully do that, materially do that. I've written a book called Partnership Dynamics. And in Partnership Dynamics, I always say you can pray and be a prayer partner. You can be a service partner.
Mm.
You can be a material partner. It means you can give a car. But definitely, because I always say traditionally we've thought of partnership to only be financial. But if you go around, you'll realize that there is much more that Radio Pulpit needs as well. Maybe through the vision turn, we're going to list some very material elements that we need. But if you look critically, we need financial partners. And financial partners are those that God has touched your hearts. We're not talking of you being Patrice Motsepe without advertising and you giving that million. If you have, please give. But we're saying you definitely could start even from the 5 rand to the 5 million.
And I think it's so interesting because there's something about living a life with your hands open. That you know that the Lord is the one who gives and he's also the one who takes. But when you live with your hands open, you're not this attached to everything, because sometimes we know that the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money, but the love.
So I know we're very close to our news time, but my appeal is for all the pastors to join us. I've come here to represent pastors around South Africa and out of South Africa. If you're hearing us today, our unity will be made stronger and will make a difference if you plug in. And whatever be the case, please challenge your church. My church is challenged today. I'm going to reveal maybe after the news what we're going to give. But please plug in and be part of what we're doing here.
You can do so immediately.
Oh, that's good. Look, we always do it. On the one hand, we have commitments with different ministries. But again, today, we did that last year into this year. My wife and I today will be committing ourselves with a 500 plus the church 500. We'll be giving 1,000. And I'm inviting all the pastors. Plug in. You might not have this amount, but just send your name and we'll be able to give you the details. Plug in and make a difference. There's a soul that needs Jesus.
Sure.
And Radio Pulpit is that platform that God is using.
Thank you, God bless you.
Thank you so much, Dr. J.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
At a time when darkness grows bolder, we choose to be even bolder in light. We are unashamedly Christian, proclaiming Jesus Christ, the name above all names. After a devastating act of vandalism at Centec, Radio Pulpit 657 AM was forced off air for more than a week. But our mission didn't stop. And now we need your help to come back stronger. Your donation will help us secure our broadcast infrastructure, expand our reach to new communities, keep faith-based programming alive and thriving. If Radio Pulpit has ever lifted your spirit on the road, guided your faith, or brought peace to your home, this is your moment to give back. Text GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp 082-657-2729 for banking details. Together, we are unashamedly Christian.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.